This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So prophetic, and I'm telling you, it spoke volumes to me. Because we cannot change the past. We can look at the past and enjoy the things that we had. We can learn from it. But we must leave it in the past. And then we must move on. So when we take it one day at a time, remember, we can't change the past. We need to live in the present and be thankful and praise the Lord for the day. I'm telling you, I thank God for my mom. She prayed this morning for me. And then she's just prayed a great prayer that says that we need to thank God for today, that we made it to the day. And then, why? Because His mercies are renewed. And then, the last thing, we need to trust God for the future. That is hope. We know that He's there. He's outside of time. He's eternal. He's immortal. He is outside of time, and He is praying for us. He is having mercy on us. So we need to trust God for the future. That brings us hope. And then that leads us to our last scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. It reads this way. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh my. And the peace of God. Oh yes. Which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, wow. He tells us that we need to be careful for nothing. In other words, we need not be worrying about anything. But He says, by prayer and supplication, get this, with thanksgiving. Oh, it makes a difference when we're thanking the Lord. Whenever we're going through something, whether it's bad or good, we need to thank God for all things because it will change the whole perspective. I'm telling you, I love it when Job said, though He slay me, yet will I serve Him. Can you get to that point when things are happening to you? You lose a loved one, you're sick, you lose your job. Can you still say, I'm going to be thankful to God? Oh, it'll make the difference because He tells us, let your requests be made known unto God. Many a times we want to go tell everybody. And then instead of telling God, He says, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh man, I tell you, if we follow what God tells us, He say, then, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. People won't be able to understand how you can have peace in the midst of the storm. Well, He even put it for us when we have hurricanes. We understand that in the center of the hurricane, there is peace. When there's destruction all around, God is showing you that He will protect you in the middle of what you're going through. One thing I want you to know, and my mom says this all the time, if God brought you to it, He will bring you through it. See, many a times we want to go around the mountain. We want to forget and or not do the things God wants us to do. But God shows His power when He takes you through the fire. Oh, I love it when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, sure God could have closed up the furnace. Sure God couldn't have them thrown in there. But they were thrown into the furnace. And God protected them in the midst of the fire. I want to encourage someone. And
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.